Welcome to Able Radio. This is Alex Jones, and today I'll be speaking with the Minister of State for Disabled People, Mike Penning, about the Disability Confident Roadshow taking place on the 20th of May in Cardiff. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Oh, thank you very much.
So first things first, if you could tell us more about what you do as a minister and just sort of day-to-day activities.
Well, it's a brand new role. There's been a Minister for Disabled People for the last 40 years. But normally a junior role in whatever department I happen to be in. And it was rather a shock when the Prime Minister said to me, would you like to be the Minister for Disabled People? Because I actually thought he was demoting me. But when we had the conversation, it was exactly the opposite. So I've got the ministerial role as a Minister of State or a Deputy Secretary of State, whatever way you want to look at it, across the whole of government. And it allows me to actually ask the questions, what we're doing going forward. We can all pat our backs on ourselves on the back as to what we've done or what's going on at the moment. And what I'm really interested in is what we can do for people with disabilities and long-term illnesses going forward. That includes our military colleagues going forward rather than just patting ourselves on the back for what we've done.
All right, brilliant. And what is your involvement with the Disability Confident Roadshow? What's your personal...
Well, the Disability Confident was started by the Prime Minister last autumn, and I carried it forward. And actually, the last of the areas around the United Kingdom to be done is going to be Wales. And what this is all about is what it says on the tin, to give employers the confidence to take people on, give them a chance, let them work with them who have got disabilities, long-term illnesses or learning difficulties. Because we all know is that if you allow these people to get into the workplace and give them the opportunities that they deserve, they'll be the most loyal and dedicated employees out there. But a lot of employers are concerned, they're worried. That's why I've got the health and safety brief as well, to stop the myths out there that you can't take people on that deserve to be given a chance.
Okay, brilliant. So who is this roadshow aimed towards? Is it more for the disabled people themselves or the employers?
Well, a bit of both, but really the employers. I mean, I get literally inundated, quite rightly, with people with disabilities and long-term illnesses saying to me, look here, Minister, we want to work. But there's barriers here, sometimes unintentional barriers. Can you help break them down? So the roadshow is about actually having people with disabilities, and for instance, Simon Weston will be at the one in Wales, to actually say to the employers, look, here's a great example, the greatest living British hero that's voted for by the people, not me just saying it, but Simon was voted that, who hasn't had a day off work, even though he's had his enormous disabilities since his recovery, and works on a daily basis. And there are thousands and thousands of other people with disabilities and learning difficulties and long-term illnesses that want the opportunity to work. And also, those that you've employed already, you must be valued, otherwise why would you employ them? They get poorly, you need to help them stay in employment, and we will help you do so.
Okay, and so in regards more to the employers, how exactly do you tackle some potentially negative attitudes towards...
Well, often it's just a lack of information. I don't think there's people that are negative as such. We do not want to employ people. They have needs as employers, and what we're trying to do is break down the barriers. So we have people with disabilities and long-term illnesses come to the roadshow, talk to the employers, actually go out. I go out into factories and go around the country and talk to employers and say, why won't you give these people a chance? They have the same dreams and aspirations as anybody else out there, but they need a break. And if you guys give them a break, actually the value you'll get from these employees is simply fantastic. And we've had a great response as we've gone around the country. We know we're actually getting through. This is, so the last one in the regional areas in the United Kingdom, and then we start to phase it out into even more areas later on this year.
So aside from attitudes, sometimes there are just physical barriers that, no matter how much the will is there, they can't be overcome without some difficulty. So how is
Well, that's where access to work comes in, and that's where the regional adaptation that most people are accepting are needed. And you'd be amazed actually what can be done. And when people say, well, could this person stay in this employment? Can this person do this job? I mean, I met a gentleman in the Leeds area fairly recently that worked for one of the big supermarkets. He thought he was going to lose his job because he'd lost his sight. He was using a guide dog. And initially HR said, well, I don't think you can work in the warehouse anymore, doing the sort of quality checking that you need to do for your job because of health and safety. We were able to bust that myth. Actually, long before I came along, actually, his manager busted that myth, and that gentleman is still in work with the guide dog, doing a fantastic job. That's the sort of thing we can do. And, of course, with access to work, there is money available to help people stay in work.
Okay, brilliant. So what's next for Disability Confident? Where is it going next?
Well, the plan is we've got an announcement later on in the year, and we're going to we're going to divide it down into the constituency. There's 659 constituencies throughout the United Kingdom. The logical way to break it down, if we want to go down deeper into the commercial sector and give more and more information to even SMEs in particular, is to actually go through the constituencies. So we're announcing later on this year how we're going to do that. But that is the next stage.
Who is this open to? So if someone wanted to get involved, an individual or a small business or something like that, who could they?
Well, actually, I really want SMEs to be involved. So, you know, small, very small employers, because they're the ones that don't have the big HR departments. They don't have all the advisors there that can help them out. So what we need to, you know, really want to get the message across to is that big or small, that you can employ someone with, you know, with disabilities and learning difficulties and other special needs, and they will pay you back tenfold if you give them that chance.
Okay, brilliant. Well, thanks very much for your time. That was great.
Thank you very much indeed for taking the time to ask me.
Well, no, thank you for your time. Thank you very much.